Well, I think the statement that the extra storage would prevent serious damage is incorrect. I think it's very clear that if they had utilized the storage upstream, and I'm not suggesting they should have seen this coming, but now that they have seen a flood like this, I think it's incorrect for them to take the position that having the storage upstream, it would not have protected us from serious damage. It would have protected us from exactly what they need to do, is protect us from serious downstream flooding. And the widespread damage language that they use has to reference the damage that took place upstream from Gavin's Point, because we all know and believe that if we had controlled the flow coming out of Gavin's Point, that would have protected us from widespread and serious downstream flooding below Gavin's Point from there all the way to nearly St. Louis.
Where do you take your concerns with this analysis? Where do you go from here, I guess?
Well, my first concern is that we had agreed to sit down and have a meeting and work through the components of this report well before the report was released. We had been contacting them on a regular basis to set that meeting up. They told us all the way through March, well, it won't be anytime soon, and into April. And so they have dropped this report without the opportunity to provide the input. Now we have to deal with the public document that I think is incomplete and in some aspects incorrect. While I asked them on a conference call this morning that was set up for the legislators and the state interests, the governors, and et cetera, to now agree to do a sit-down meeting. We'll do it in Omaha at their office. I'll be there. My scheduler will set it up. Other members of Congress that are interested will be invited. And I want to pick this apart and put it back together with all the parameters. This is an incomplete report. One of them is it doesn't consider that Congress is a tool to help the Corps of Engineers do what they have an obligation to do, and that's protect us from serious downstream flooding. We can make adjustments at the congressional level. They always point to the authorization, the congressional authorization that enables them to have the authority to manage the river. And so it's curious to me that they don't look to that resource to give them more authority if they think they need it, or direction, which I think they need. Second component is the principle that it's their job to protect us from serious downstream flooding. And there are several ways to do that. One of them is to provide the storage space upstream in the six reservoirs. Another one is enhance the channel and or the levees in a combination that will allow more flow through with significantly less damage. Those are some of the pieces that we need to discuss. And when they take the position that even if they had controlled the flow at 100,000 cubic feet per second coming through Gavin's Point, that it wouldn't have prevented widespread damage, that's just simply not true. It would have prevented serious downstream flooding below Gavin's Point if their definition of widespread damage is something that took place in Montana and in North Dakota. They should say so.
Do you have a date in mind for this meeting in Omaha?
I want to do it as soon as possible, and I'm tied up in Washington now for the short-term future, and as soon as we get a window, we'll be plugging in that schedule, and we're going to have a serious discussion about all the components of this. And I've had a good, healthy, long-term working relationship with the Corps of Engineers well before I ever went to the legislature, and that includes the state senate as well as Congress. This time, there's some repair to do. It isn't just in the levees.